back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, here's a name you probably don't know. Georgia on my mind, the Georgia Peach, Buddy Carter. His real name, his full name is Earl Leroy Carter. That's his name, Earl Leroy Carter. Earl Leroy, quote, Buddy, end quote, Carter. He's not my buddy. He is another hairball clogging the drain. He is a congressman from Georgia, from the Peach State. Represents Savannah, Georgia, represents a lot of coastal Georgia. That is a 60-plus Republican district. They could run a racehorse or somebody who, a dog that wins the Westminster Dog Show as the Republican candidate, and the pooch and the nag would win. That's the kind of place it is, okay? So that's how Buddy Carter gets in there, Earl Leroy Buddy Carter. Now, Earl Leroy Buddy Carter has done everything on the extreme of the Republican Party you can think of, every issue. He voted against certification of the November 3rd election, said it was fraud, Trump is president, swallows the Kool-Aid right down the line, part of the Trump cult. Everything. But apparently this is not enough for Buddy Carter. This is not enough for Buddy. No, sir. Buddy just came out yesterday, and out of the blue, he goes, we've got to fire Fauci. Somebody should fire Fauci. What do you mean? What Fauci? You know, the medical guy, you know, the medical guy. As he put it, the Wuhan flu guy, Fauci. Now, I got to raise this. Nobody cares what Buddy Carter says, or Leroy Buddy Carter. Nobody cares what he says. Even the Republicans normally don't care what he says. I mean, the guy's just a vote. But what is this fascination with going after Fauci? That I don't understand. You know, people go after Biden. They go after Kamala Harris. They go after AOC. They go after this one. They go after that one. What is the deal with Fauci? He's not political. He's an epidemiologist. He's a professional. He hasn't made a lot of money. He spent his life really in public service on communicative diseases like this, pandemics and epidemics. What is the fascination with the guy? You know, I look at him on television. He's very humble and meek. Seems like a very nice guy, very grandfatherly guy. He doesn't lash out at Trump. He doesn't insult Trump. And whenever he gave a press conference until Trump shut him down, with Trump standing right behind him and without Trump standing right behind him, he'd be very, very diplomatic about how he put it. They'd say, Trump thinks that you should inject Lysol into your veins. And he wouldn't even smirk. He'd go, well, you know, I have a different viewpoint on that. I think it's much better. That's could kill you. It's much better to wear a mask and get vaccinated. And the whole deal is vaccination, masks, and distancing. The whole deal. Now, I don't know if Buddy Carter has been vaccinated. You know, Trump's been vaccinated. His kids have been vaccinated. Trump did it on the sly and didn't tell anybody. All of these people, this Republican leadership that attacked Trump or you know, Biden and Fauci, say they attack Evers in this state on mask mandates, they all wear masks. They all get vaccinated. One of the exceptions is Ron Johnson. And the only reason he didn't get vaccinated is because he had COVID. And he thinks that's just like being vaccinated, which it is not. If you're listening to this, listen very closely to this. If you've had COVID, you need to be vaccinated. You need to be vaccinated. It's not as good as a vaccination. You can get it again and it can kill you. Ron Johnson has made a kind of a reputation. He had a conference the other day where he has people testifying how bad vaccinations are, misleading a lot of the Republican base, hurting a lot of the Republican base. And a medical doctor said, look, do not abuse your position. If you're going to do that, get out of the way so we can do our jobs. Well, Buddy Carter down in Georgia goes one step further, get rid of Fauci. I can't fathom what they have against Fauci. I mean, there's a lot of public servants who are saying the obvious, get vaccinated and get masks. It may be that he is so humble and he's kind of a small guy and he speaks with a New York accent. They figure they can bully him, kick him around, and that people in Savannah will like that. Well, I don't think people in Savannah do like that, quite frankly. I don't think they do like that. Savannah is a great tourist destination. Georgia, not just Savannah and the coastal parts, but Atlanta, a lot of places in Georgia are increasingly getting people from all over the country. People don't like this kind of stupidity. And I think that a guy like Buddy Carter will be a very sad relic from the past before he knows it. But there he is shooting his mouth off right out of the blue. Right out of the blue. You know, in Wisconsin, yesterday, I think they announced we only had 25 new COVID cases in the whole state. Only 25. Back in November, remember, in November, we were in thousands, thousands. Now we have 25. It works. Vaccination works. Vaccination works. People like Ron Johnson will say, well, you know, blood clots and all that. In a handful of cases out of 200 million there are, more women get blood clots from taking birth control pills than from taking vaccination, okay? A lot more, which is sad in itself, and that's got to be cured. That has got to be cured. Anyway, Buddy Carter, no good. If you ever see his name, which you won't, believe me, this guy is not going national, but he's part of that sickness. Attack Fauci. Attack Fauci, a very useful guy, humble guy, doesn't make a lot of dough, tells it like it is. Very, very good man. Very good man. One piece of good news, Maricopa County in Arizona. They remember the Secretary of State said, after you turned over the voting machines to Cyber Ninja, which the judge said you had to do, which I'll never understand why Merrick Garland didn't get in there and stop that, because it's illegal under federal law to turn over federal ballots and voting machines that were used in a federal election outside of the certified process, but they did. Secretary of State, a Democrat, said, you have got to never use these things again, trash them. Very welcome. Maricopa County announced, Maricopa announced yesterday, quote, we recognize the authority of the Secretary of the State to certify or not certify voting machines. She has not certified these voting machines, and therefore we will never use them again. Very, very good. Going to the lines, Gene of Eau Claire, we have a little bit before the break. Gene, welcome, and what's on your mind today, Gene?
Good morning. Well, I'm just calling in to say why he's going after Fauci is because they're the party of abuse, abuse of power, terrorism, go after people that don't agree with them, and lies. I mean, these guys are like, I'm sorry to use the word, but scum of the earth. I mean, they are, you know, Matt, I feel so dang bad for young kids that are coming out in school. Remember, we all stood and said our Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, and we were taught about honesty and integrity, and we all wanted to grow up and be good kids. You know, we said our pledge in the morning and, you know, and sing our school songs. And what the devil do people think in these
I agree with you, Jane. I'll tell you, you always make my day when you call with passion, and you hit the nail right on the head. Luke is signaling, I've got to go to a break. I wanted to get your voice on the air. I'd love to hear your voice on the air. Thank you for calling. I'm going to respond further to your remarks right after the break. Thank you very much. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.